Middle of a siman Shinteh Zayin on page 256, where in Hilchos Shabbos, we will discuss the halachas of trapping that's forbidden, that's permitted on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sivtes, parish, a flea, a nikra bargus, loshon arav. In Arabic, it's called bargus. Asalitzude, it's forbidden to trap it. Elam kin lo basarai va'isai, unless it's on his flesh and it's biting him. Bas laharga, and you know, kill the fleas. Hagar says Ramav, afla yim lelen b'yada, you shouldn't even roll it in your hand. Shemi argen, because then you might kill it. Ela rather yit len lo b'yada, because you can rather, as it turns up, kuf chavtes, you take it in your hand, and you just throw it away, that's Rabbi Niruchim, the Sivit Beis. Really good. Says Mishabur Sivkat and Lamed Hei. So a flea, hanikra bargus, hainu, that is a shcher, the black one, hakrifetz, that jumps. And fleas, they jump. Siv cotton lamed vav. So aser litzude, it's forbidden to trap it. After davar shemivin and itzad, even though it's something that it type of species that people don't usually trap for, you know, purposes of using. But at least it's rabbinically forbidden. Canal b'siv gim, like we said in siv gim, which is the case even if it's not bimin and itzad. Bitzav lashmini, we have to let you know this halacha specifically over here. Lafuki medas ezim and apayskim desavri. It's coming to exclude from some of the halachic authorities that they hold. This is included in the category of machoilis. Certain type of bug that you let it trap and kill it. Let's say it's nighttime, you're not sure. If it's lice or fleas, so then you let it trap it. But you're not allowed to kill it. The Sharatzi Naisamach Aleph says, because it's a chashash deraisa. Because if you kill a flea, that you chayev. So look at Prima Gadon that writes in the Megoyin Ram that he would test if it stands, if it stays, that it's permitted, because the way the black one is to jump. So that's how he would verify. Even though it's a malach hashem tzich legufa, so that's not deraisa. It's possible because the primary case is deraisa. However, on the head, that you don't usually have fleas, like the place come right, that's the Sharatin. You have to look into that, because then odds are that it's lice, and then that's machailas, then it would be permitted. Get rid of on your garments the fleas on Shabbos. But just be careful, don't take it by hand. That's really trapping. If you take it, you're trapping it. Then you just cause it to fall off from your garments. So you're not allowed to trap fleas. Unless it's on his flesh and it's biting him. Hainu, that is the mishum tzara dakitz, because the pain of the bites, the fleas. You see, the dogs always, when we came, there was a dog, the owner had a dog, and the whole front lawn was covered with fleas. So, like goes Rabban al Sitzaydam. Rabban would not go on the issue of trapping because of tzara. They were lenient in the situation of tzara. But then you're allowed to trap it and to throw it away. That's what he's right. Stafka, if it's biting. It's precise. Those who are lenient, if they're on his garment from the inside, to take it by hand and to throw it away. You have the fleas inside your undershirt, then it might come to bite you. Now, if it's possible to throw them down to the ground without taking by hand, that's definitely appropriate to be stringent regarding that. But that's the Sharatim brings Samach Gimel, that's the Taz, that's lenient. It says, look at the Al-Yirabah that is inclined to rule like the Taz, if it's on his flesh, where that's very common, they're going to come to bite. And regarding his garments from the inside, it means the name of Yireim, that Yir Shemayim would separate. But if you trap them, you're not losing out. The truth is there's a big machlik is, look at the Beis what he brings this from the Paiskim. Besides that, you have the Ritva and the Kaddish from the Ran. They're also from the lenient ones, if it's on his garment on the inside. On the other hand, you have the Arzaru, you have a Truma, and the Rekech from the stringent ones. And even if it's on his flesh, as long as it doesn't bite, it's forbidden. Therefore, again, it's appropriate to be stringent like a Tchila, but we don't protest on those who are lenient. Siv Kot and Lamat Ches. So he said, but even though you're allowed to trap it, Vasla Harga, but you can't kill these fleas that are on the flesh. Hatam, the reason is Machalkin bin Parish Lakin, why are we differentiating between lice and fleas? Who? The reason is like this: the chamalach is the Shabbos. In Mishkan, you're feeling ahead. We learn that from the Mishkan. We feel the mitzvah called balechem lechiv. We learn now the liability of killing living creatures. Shechitas elam adamim shayi b'mishkan, from the slaughtering of those red rams that they had in the Mishkan. Mishvelayer said because they wanted their hides. Lav dafke their shechitas, not only through slaughtering. So I didn't say means al dehakov v'chanika nechira, whatever it is, hitting or strangling or stabbing. B'chokei agav, not anything similar like that. Until since ultimately it causes the soul to be taken, so chayving me liable on Shabbos. Now, I mean, we say my madame, just like those rams, shaparim ravim, they proliferate, they have children. Of course, shaparim ravim, anything that has children, lafuke kina, that is whose lice, the nevam azach dikeber, doesn't come from a male and a female. El bama nazeh, it generates from sweat. So like chashiva beria, it's not considered as a creature. So therefore, you're allowed to kill the lice of a parish, another, and fleas, in the part of it, although it also does not proliferate. Since its creation is from the earth, yes, bechias has vitality. As if it was created from a male and female, if you are liable for taking the soul. So that's the difference. Although they're both small creatures, lice you can kill, and fleas you cannot. And even if the flea is biting him, a slarg, now I kill the flea. You let a flick it. You let a take it and trap it, and that's actually where Sipkan Lamatest, Ramal Katin says, even lo yimaleno, you shouldn't even roll them in your hand. That is lahatish koichan, to weaken them. So you actually love that they don't come back to him. By misibel yirabba mashkazi, I would write to regard this because you might come to kill it then. Rather, he says you should take it in your hand and throw it away. That you're not allowed to kill the fleas. Says, look at Mishbrur and Sibkal HaMetchas that we wrote, that because you're chayif in the tears of the Shama. That's how Magen Avraham writes, and that's the Sons of Yisrael, that he holds the Dina, that the black ones that jump, which are ours, that's the parish that's said in the Gemara, that you're chayif on that according to everyone, that's the Sons of Yisrael, not only the Prima God, that he wants to say that the Mechaber is not sure about it. And this that he writes the Lashon of Aser, and it doesn't say that if you kill Yechayim, because the intent of the Mechaber is that even in a way that it's biting, and he wants to kill it because of that, so it doesn't bite him more, even so it's going to be Aser, where the Besis writes explicitly, and in such a situation, for sure, he doesn't need the actual flea itself. And that would be Melach HaShem Tzifu Leguf, and according to the most person, Mepat V'Mechatis. So therefore you can't say Chayim. But at least there is an Aser according to everyone. That's what sounds like when we are grand, that's Pashat. And this that it says in the Gemara that by parish, by flea, chayvin, and according to everyone, that's when you need it for some utility. That regarding this, even your Bishua, who says you're exempt by trapping, would agree that by killing that you'd be chayiv. But when you don't need it at all, that would be telling machlekes regarding Malach HaShem Tzik L'gufa, and Bakarchach, we would have to say like that, that the Ramban writes explicitly that the pin the riff is like Rav Shimon. Whatever the riff brings, that if you kill the flea, chayiv. So you would have to say that it would be Malach HaTzik L'gufa. This that he wrote in Mishnah Berurah, that even if it bites, you're not allowed to kill it. That's the Beis Yosef writes, and it's not similar to trapping, which will lean regarding the biting. And that is because it's not, it's not the type of thing that's usually trapped. So there's no Isser Dereis on that at all. Which is not the case by killing. When you tzarach legufa, you'd be chayiv. So therefore, we weren't lenient because the stam tzar, even if you don't need it, because that would still be the Isser Dereis. And the Mask Loyim Aleno, that you shouldn't roll it in your hand because you might come to kill it. It says, look, Mishbrus of God Lamatez. It says, in the Sefer El Yezuta is inclined to be lenient that you could roll it. And this happens pretty often, like when you have a bug on you. So similarly, that he writes also in the Sefer El Yerabba, that is when it's biting, because if not, you're not taking it by hand because that would be trapping. It's only the leniency when you have tsar, when they're biting. You also have to be careful not to roll it very forcefully because then you get to come to kill. So Rashi explains on this that it says, Bavach lo yaharik. Now, even though the Elirabba brings it to Ran, it's from the lenient ones regarding the rolling, and the Ramban, the Rajb, and the Ritva, but for the mice, it seems to be Allah not to be lenient like regarding this, since you have to pin the Rash, the place in the Rash, and Minyuchim explicitly to be strange regarding this, the way the Elirabba himself writes, and also Ramah brings this Lapsak Alocha, and the Raya of Elirabba that it brings with the Surah, the Ran, and also the other Shining that are in Heshita, that they've admitted even the Kwaki of Eliezer, this Melilo, the rolling by Keen and by lice, and we weren't geyser that you might come to kill. Tara situation, there's no riot at all. Because maybe by lice, because of it's disgusting, they were more lenient by someone that's no chashash by raisa. Says you should know, because we're lenient even regarding killing lice, because it comes from sweat, and they're not part of him. Whereas the other mosquitoes that come from flies that come from dirt, from filth, it's obvious from the Rambam that there is an issue, like the way the Eli Rabbi himself writes. Said Chayyadim, he says, I saw that it's stringent even more than this. That is, if he's not sure if it's lice or a flea, don't roll it. And again, says the Be'alach HaYishlaim, is that you have to look into this further. Some of the dirshu number 67. To violate others through Durban in the situation of Tsar, like we have over here, that they weren't geyser, this would say the because of the pain that it's biting you. Be'alach writes later on Simshin Chavchas, and then Magen Ram, that actually it's Aser. Now, a person that's in pain from a fly, a mosquito that's flying in his face, it's bothering him. Someone holds that it's forbidden for him to catch them, to throw them out, because the Torah did not permit seidon because it's tzar guf, not because it's tzar nefesh, not because of emotional pain, not because of physical pain. Another than Renesker Elitz holds is no different between tzar nefesh, tzar guf. You're allowed to catch the creature that's bothering from sleeping and to take it out. Dish number 69, so to shrotzim, bugs that are crawling on a person's body and they're piercing him with their feet, their pointy feet. Say a tick, this girl holds that it has a look like flea that's biting, and you're allowed to take it on Shabbos and throw it away. Dish number 70, to kill during the weekday living creatures that are bothering a person because they're disgusting, they're making the food disgusting for you, fleas, flies, mosquitoes, mice. Shubhasik is Mesha writes that it's permitted, and you don't have to hold back from that, even from these chasidus. However, in the place where it's possible, it's better not to kill them with your hands, rather to put up with something that will kill them, so that it doesn't influence on the person and cause them to that attribute of cruelty. That's what's been in the Skrelitz. It's permitted to kill during the weekday a mouse that's bothering a person. Now, to kill during the weekday a living creature that doesn't bother a person, true said, you're the right said, there's no problem of the Issa Tzar Balachayim, because that's the only problem of causing pain, not to kill it. That's how the Ramei Simcha writes in the Mitzvah Eshkol. On the other hand, in Taisu Rebbe Kibbe Egem, he says that it's forbidden to do that because of Tzar Balachayim. Dish number 71, to put poison that kills flies that are bothering him. Chubas Yaakov writes it permitted because that's only a grama from Malacha Shem Zich Ligufa. Other than Chubas Elchab Lashlema writes that's forbidden to do that. Now, regarding poison or whatever, let's say a spray or whatever, regarding a poisonous substance that kills mosquitoes, Yaakov writes that's forbidden to do that according to all opinions because that's considered literally like his koyach, and it's secretion inevitable that they're going to die. Now, regarding a poisonous material that causes flies to, you know, get weak, to feel faint, Chaznish holds that even though that for the purposes of a healthy person, forbidden to do this at all, but let's say a chaylish, a mitzvah, or a child, and permitted in the place where there's a door or open window where, because the flies could escape before they faint. Someone adds on also that if the flies get weak, and sleepy, drowsy because of the poison before they run away. So there's no problem, but it's a because the intention of the person not to trap them, just to chase them away, and that's why he opens up the window, and therefore it's not psych ratio that they're going to be trapped. Now, to spray on the side of insects, but not opposite them directly, this girl holds that it's permitted, and that's what's written in Shuvah Shebelevi, that there's no issa in the Tilos Neshama, it's just machbaran that legitil because it's a zaira. Of winnowing when you spraying. The other thing, the Ktisa Shulchan, Chemna writes that it's forbidden to spray even not opposite them because it's possible that by mistake he will spray opposite the flies and comes to he's going to be killing them with his hands. That's written in Trips of Sin, that's forbidden to do this because the spray causes the insects to die even when it does it on the side, and you shouldn't do that only with the windows open and you're spraying them to chase them away. Shuvah Shuvah Yaakov writes that it's forbidden to do this for a different reason because the poisonous spray is mukta, and his words are brought in Mechashabas and the Kitzur Chodach and the Kitzur Shochan. Now, Pshlom Zalman comments on that and says, L'chayram, it's not mukta because it's meant for the spraying, even though it's forbidden to kill the insects in Shabbos because of Gram is also, but when you chase them, when they're really bothering a person, you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos because it's only Gram of Melachachin Tzuch Legufa. Another reason to say why the spray would be forbidden on Shabbos, Mechashabas writes over there, and then Shabbos Yaakov, that because by causing them to die, he's making a graf shorei on Shabbos. And Bren Shachanach in Simit Shalom and Ches, one should not make a Shabbos a graf shorei, something disgusting, like a tchila. Shem Zaman points out that if they don't die in the place where you sprayed them, just they go somewhere else and die, but they'll hurt that, then they shouldn't be forbidden for that reason either. Dish number 72, even though in our times lice actually do lay eggs and they do proliferate, Sivim Mechtam Eliyahu, Rav Dessler writes, that since these things are explicit in Chazal, the halacha does not change because the mitzvahs that seem in our times otherwise. even though the reason is not understand to us. And he writes, it's possible that the intention of Chazal is that the lice are considered like they're not part of Barabbas, because that's what it seems like, at least visible to our eyes. And that's also been shown in Zaman, that even in our times, you're allowed to kill them, since it, to the eyes, it seems like that they don't proliferate. Now then, the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, Lamfartuni, he writes that, to be stringent, not to kill lice on Shabbos, that sounds like a Sefer Torah Shabbos, that's what Pinul Yashav, that to refrain from this. Mr. Karelitz is not sure. Look at Sefer Michas Ish, he writes in the name of Mr. Karelitz that you're allowed to kill lice, because it's that it's through laying eggs, it's not considered like perivaribia. However, lice that's found on the head of a young child cause them a lot of pain. Yashav holds that you let a spray on their head some type of a chemical that'll kill the lice, because in the pace in a situation of a lot of pain, you can rely on the pashas that then that you actually are allowed to go ahead and kill lice. Dish number 73. Now, the reason why it's not considered as a barrier. Meshach Chachma and Bereishis writes that it's based on what the Rambam writes in Sefer Mir Nebuchim, that species that are born from filth and waste and not from Zachan Nekeva, and so the worms that come from intestines are not intended in the creation. They just have to happen from the nature of creation. Therefore, they're not considered as a barrier, and therefore there's no Isra of killing them on Shabbos.